Now, Paul, here in verse 15, says this, "Let us therefore as many as be perfect." Now, what does he mean by that? If he means those of us that are perfect, I don't know very many people that are perfect. In fact, I don't know anybody that is. I know one or two that say they are. But one man told me that he'd reached a complete sanctification, but I couldn't even get his wife to agree to it. She didn't think he'd reached it, and I don't think that he had, to tell the truth. What does he mean here? Well, perfect here is in the sense of being mature and complete. You mind if I use the little grandson again? You know, when he was born, he was one of the cutest babies you've ever seen. Just beautiful. He's grown now. That is, he's moving along, and here he goes. Now, if he still was that little old baby that he was at the beginning, there'd be something radically wrong. It'd be tragic. But he's growing. He runs around now. He's a tall little fella. And may I say to you that he's growing, and he's perfect in that sense. He's what a boy ought to be. And that's what Paul is saying to these believers. Let us, therefore, as many as are complete in Christ, that are growing in Christ, let us be thus minded. Let us get out on the racetrack. Let's work for him. Let's do something for him. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Now, if you have some other idea, maybe God has something else for you to do today. And he'll show it to you. That is, if you'll do it, you're willing to do it. I think that God's able to lead a willing believer. It's these unwilling. You remember that the psalmist, when we were back in Psalms, the psalmist says, don't be like the horse or the mule, the little old donkey with long ears. You've got to put a bridle in his mouth, lead him around. God will lead you around like that, my friend, and it'll hurt. Why not let him lead you by his eye? That's the way he'd like to do it. And that's what Paul is talking about. God shall reveal this unto you. You'll want to be led. When I hear Christians say today, oh, if I just only knew the will of God, well, what's the matter with you? It's a matter of being in touch with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a matter of drawing close to him. There's no little easy formula today to find the will of God. And if you think you can live a careless Christian life for yourself, and then you come to a crisis, and then you say, oh, I want to do God's will, and that an angel will speak out of heaven, or a green light will appear to you, or an angel will come to you at night and tell you what to do, I think you're wrong. I think you're entirely wrong. This matter of the will of God is a day-by-day sort of thing. And if you're willing to be led, well, he'll put you on the highway and keep you on the route that you ought to be on today, the freeway of life for you. And it'll be a great joy to your heart.